Action Services, moving forward for you.
In real estate, technology is vital. That's why RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products, keeping your family comfortable all year long. Barker's Heating and Cooling, winds are out of the northeast right now, but they'll shift around later on today out of the southeast to about 5 to 10 miles an hour. High of 78, maybe some thunderstorms in the afternoon. 64 tonight, and tomorrow around 81. Chances of showers increase through the week. On Friday, it's 60%. Right now, it's 55. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Be a prisoner for life or get a lethal injection. That's the show Har Tsarnaev's future. The Boston Marathon Bombers penalty phase starts this morning. Fox News Radio's Bill Marcus live outside the federal courthouse.
Dave, the same jurors who convicted Jahar Tsarnaev will soon begin hearing evidence as to whether he should be put to death. The Boston Marathon Bomber committed 17 capital federal crimes. Massachusetts is a state where no one has been executed since 1947. Judge O'Toole has told the jurors to expect presentations in this sentencing phase to last a month. The government set to begin laying out its case in an hour. Dave?
Bill, survivors of the boat that capsized off the coast of Libya, killing hundreds of other migrants, are now in Sicily.
They were very tired. They were very shocked, silent, actually.
Flavio Di Giacomo with the International Organization for Migrants. The captain and a crew member of that ship also survived and faced charges. Egypt's former president, Mohamed Morsi, ousted by the military a year after he was elected, now sentenced to 20 years in prison along with others in his Muslim Brotherhood for the killings of protesters in 2012. Bluebell is expanding a recall to all of its ice cream. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers has this live.
Bluebell lovers around the globe.
Banana pudding ice cream is the best.
Chocolate.
I'm just a vanilla guy.
No, they'll have to do without their ice cream, frozen yogurt, sherbet, and frozen snacks, all being recalled after two samples of chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream tested positive for the potentially deadly listeria. The Texas-based company says it's not certain how the bacteria was introduced to its facilities. The first recall in Bluebell's 108-year history was issued last month after the CDC linked ice cream tainted with listeria to three deaths at a Kansas hospital, Dave.
Tanya, farm in Iowa has just taken the biggest hit yet in the bird flu outbreak that's hit turkey and chicken farms in the Midwest. This particular farm held nearly 10% of Iowa's egg-laying chickens. More than 5 million hens have to be euthanized. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Are you living with prostate enlargement? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-457-9914. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. 1-800-457-9914.
Why should you choose Elms Orthodontics? Dr. Troy Elms is great at what he does. Since 1991, he's been creating beautiful smiles. He can take your smile from now to wow using the latest equipment and treatment for children, teens, and adults. Elms Orthodontics also offers the Orthomobile for your student-aged child and convenient payment plans, too. Go to drelms.com and check out our now to wow images. Schedule your appointment, meet our great team, and get one step closer to that beautiful smile. 693-6300.
300.
Cut your lawn like never before with superior quality, performance, and comfort of the all-new John Deere Z435 Easy Track Zero Turn Mower. Designed with durability, faster ground speeds, and wider mower decks for more efficiency around every turn. Right now at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, get the new Z435 Easy Track for only $4,399. Get back to relaxing sooner with Sioux Falls Prater and John Deere. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends 4/30/15. Restrictions apply. See participating dealers for details and financing options.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-0500.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwarneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Bryan fire investigators spent the night looking for clues as to how three city trash trucks were destroyed and two others damaged. Fire Chief Randy McGregor says the trucks were parked near a fence about 25 feet from the city's municipal services center.
Crews got there and found three trucks, the front of them completely involved. Extinguish the fire.
The AP reports explosions heard by residents in the surrounding area last night were probably caused by the truck's air, fuel, or hydraulic tanks. No one was injured, and city officials were working to get replacement trucks to run today's routes. Problems continue at Bluebell Ice Cream. CEO Paul Cruzy posted a video and a statement on the Bluebell website.
We are heartbroken over this situation and apologize to all of our loyal Bluebell fans and customers.
Cruzy also announced a 4-point test and hold system before future productions leave the plant.
We do apologize, and we're going to get it right.
Bluebell has issued a voluntary recall of all of its products currently on the market made at all of its facilities. That's after finding Listeria bacteria in half gallons of chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream produced on March 17th and 27th. Progress continues on designing the major pieces of the Bryan School District's $132 million bond issue passed by voters last November.
The school board was told last night by the district's new director of construction services, Jeff Windsor, that they're fitting what needs to be done at the Civic Auditorium within their budget.
We have some acoustical issues, we have some circulation issues, ADA issues, and I think we've come up with some really good ideas to really fix the issues and make it a more usable, friendly environment.
Personnel actions, former Navarro principal and current director of bilingual education, Marilyn Rosas, will retire in September. The board hired Wanda Baker from Cy Fair to start July 1st. And the assistant principal at Mary Catherine Harris, Todd Hopkins, has been promoted to principal on a permanent basis. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos County Commissioners consider action this morning on a project approved earlier this year with Union Pacific Railroad. The agenda includes acquiring the land needed to extend Greens Prairie Trail west of Welburn Road to INGN Road. County Judge Dwayne Peters says the purchase price for the right-of-way was not available because it's not been presented to commissioners. In addition to buying land, the court will consider a temporary easement to park construction equipment. That in that paperwork, construction will be completed by May 1st of next year. Once that's done, the railroad crossings will be closed off Welburn at Wade and Straub Roads. The Bryan City Council at its last meeting continued an incentive program started last year for companies that build what is considered a mid-sized house, something that's considered to continue to be in short supply. The council took no action on two requests. Mike Sutherland wanted homebuyers to get something.
We give businesses 5 or 10 year property tax rebate, and a house would be about, on our tax, about $1,000 a year. So if you gave them 4 or 5 years rebate, that might really churn us up.
And Rafael Pena asked about applying the home builder's incentive to all new homes, regardless of size. The council did expand waiving fees to all new homes, regardless of size, to the parade of homes. More information about the incentive is online at WTAW.com. Texas A&M's annual muster program is this evening, honoring Texas A&M students who have died since last year. This year's speaker is newly elected Congressman Will Hurd of San Antonio, who was the student body president at the time of the bonfire collapse. Tonight's program starts at 7. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 55 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwerneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A new home without the hassle of moving? Zwerneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zwerneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zwerneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zwerneman Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Acme Glass wants to take an opportunity to thank all their loyal customers. You know, in 65 years, you end up with a lot of loyal customers, but there are always people who are new to town who need to understand what kind of opportunities they have and options when it comes to glass. Well, again, with 65 years experience, people from all walks of life have come to know that Acme Glass can be there and do the job when you need it, because it's important. When glass needs to be replaced, there's security concerns, there's safety concerns. Acme Glass understands that. They'll come to you and they'll fix the glass in your home, in your business, your vehicle, your piece of heavy equipment that's out in the middle of the field someplace, agricultural equipment or construction equipment. They'll come to you. All it takes is a phone call to Acme Glass. They'll be on the way. Have you gotten a little pop or a chip in your windshield because something got thrown up into the windshield? Get that thing fixed quickly, because it can end up being a crack and that can spread across your windshield. I had that happen to me on a Saturday morning. It took about 16 minutes and they had it fixed for me. And by the way, if you get your windshield from Acme Glass and you get one of those pops, they will repair that free for as long as you own that car. That's what you could expect from a company like Acme Glass, who's been around for 65 years. Downtown Bryan on Main Street, across from the main entrance at A&M and College Station, Acme Glass.
We are passionate. We are inspired by green spaces. And we're ready to tackle the task of mowing the lawn. From the T-Series lawn tractors, perfect for homeowners, to the commercial-sized Z-Series zero-turn mowers, Kubota's line of lawn care equipment has something for everyone. Stop by WC Tractor in Navasota and our new Bryan location opening in May for all your lawn and garden needs. We are Kubota.
With Texas leading the nation in drunk driving deaths, Uber is working hard to make sure a safe, reliable ride is always within reach. New users who download the Uber app and enter the promo code RIDESAFETEXAS will receive $20 off their first ride. Uber, it's more than a convenient ride. It's a powerful tool in the fight against drunk driving.
Looking to earn college credit in less than 3 weeks? Then try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of courses offered on campus and online, the mini-mester doesn't have to interfere with your break. And it definitely won't break the bank. Blinn's mini-mester courses are a fraction of the cost, and most transfer seamlessly into your university degree plan. Take a class you need for your transcript, or simply try something new. Register today at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Good morning. It's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Lots of high cloudiness over the area today, but we'll get some sunshine filtered through those clouds. By late today, there could be a shower, high 75 to 80. Chance of an isolated shower or a thunderstorm tonight with lows near 65. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy. There could be some showers and thunderstorms, especially tomorrow afternoon, 80. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night, a low of 70. Clouds Thursday, the threat of a shower or a thunderstorm, highs on Thursday around 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with one of A&M football players, Laquiviante Gonzalez, saying, "I'm going to take my talents elsewhere." And that's a quote. We'll have more on that. A&M softball takes a nail biter late against LSU. And A&M baseball gets ready to take on UT Arlington. All that and more in sports. We'll do it for you about 7:50.
Okay, you can't take your selfie stick to the Run for the Roses, apparently. They've added the Kentucky Derby to the list of places where selfie sticks will not be welcome. So there. Well, it's too dang crowded anyway. I mean, if the selfie stick is the idea to get the camera farther away, you're liable to poke somebody, put your eye out.
Knock one of those hats off.
Yeah. Spill a mint julep. Wouldn't be safe. While we're talking about that, here are the early odds to win the Kentucky Derby. It's set for May the 2nd, by the way. The long shot is Mr. Z at 50-1. Imperia is at 40-1. I like this one. Frosted. Just Frosted, which is good, you know. That's
They probably couldn't do Frozen.
No, they couldn't. 14-1. Carpe Diem. I can't imagine there's never been a horse named that, but maybe not. 6-1. And American Pharoah is your favorite at 2-1, just so you know. Now that we've taken care of that. Man in Alabama didn't let a pair of handcuffs stop him from stealing a police car. They probably need to do a flexibility test on these people before they do this, but Birmingham police responded to a 911 call on burglary in progress. They showed up and arrested the suspect, cuffed him, put him in the back of the patrol car, somehow managed to get his cuffed hands in front of him. See what I'm saying?
Flexible fella.
Guess so. So he could steal the cruiser, drove less than a mile before crashing and jumping out of the car. They caught him because, you know, you can't run very fast when you got your hands cuffed in front of you. Of course, you can run faster than if you've got your hands cuffed behind you. But
very true.
Nonetheless, they found him. And Daniel Mondelez, he's in jail at State College, Pennsylvania, awaiting his hearing because he got into a fight with somebody over who the best NBA basketball player is. Can't you be doing something more productive with your life than that? Anyway, it was a LeBron James or Michael Jordan kind of deal. And I'm sure there are probably bar fights or discussions that go on all the time about that, but he apparently took it the next level. Just saying. Coming up in the next half hour, or maybe 8 o'clock, I don't know. We'll wait and see if Mr. Downs wants to talk about it. We have the most popular cat names, male and female. I guess we'll do that when Leah gets here from the Humane Society.
That'll be
that
good.
That would probably be a good take. So we'll do that list for you. And speaking of lists, Splash Data has their annual list of the worst passwords out. And I mean, the way that they did this, they announced their list after they basically just went through and looked at all sorts of stuff. They compiled more than 3.3 million leaked passwords during the year to come up with the list for us. And number one this year and every year since 2001, it's 123456. It was the worst password. Second and unchanged from last year.
Wow.
It's the word password. Strangely, coming in at number three is 12345. What I find interesting is that this thing was 17th last year, so how did it move up so quickly? Suddenly people discovered 12345?
Oh, they're trying to be more clever.
That's it.
They've read that it's dangerous.
Anyway, taking all those numbers and going all the way out to 8, 12345678, that becomes the fourth worst password. Then comes QWERTY. Then 1 through 9 is the sixth worst. 1234 is the seventh worst. So now we get out of the numbers. The eighth worst password is baseball. I don't know.
Baseball?
Ninth is dragon. And the tenth is football. Then come the numbers again. Here's some other words that made their top 20 list. Monkey is in there. Let me in is in there. Mustang, access, shadow, master, Michael, Superman, Batman, and trust no one, the number one.
I mean, it's fine. It's and more importantly, people don't change their passwords.
Well, because it's tough. You work so hard. It says you must have 8 to 12 letters and numbers and an underscore and a capitalization and oh my God.
Then
make sure you don't make it memorable.
Yeah.
So when you do finally find one that and I have the tilde over here. Okay, good. And then you get you don't even have to get compromised. You just use it on every website, and then one site's down. Do I need to change it on all the other ones? It's too much.
So what do you do? What do you do?
Well, there's a webcomic I like. XKCD.
All right.
We'll post everything we're talking about here. I'm compiling a list of this conversation onto WTAW. It'll be one of the featured stories later this morning.
Okay.
Just so that you don't have to write it down in the dust on your dashboard.
You got to lick your finger first.
Why are you looking in my car?
Yeah. All right.
So I actually had the right method when I was in middle school, and I didn't even know it, and I'll get to that. But so you know they encourage you to come up with very difficult-to-guess passwords.
Certainly.
Well, computers are very smart and very fast. So if your difficult-to-guess password is from a very limited set of numbers and characters and marks, if it's short, the computer can actually guess that reasonably quickly.
Really?
So the amount of if you think of each thing, whether it's a capital T or an underscore, the computer doesn't care. It only knows that there's a finite set of characters, and it's going to check all of them from AAAA to ZZZZ.
Whatever it is.
Yes. So what that's called is entropy. The longer your password is, the more secure it is, no matter what you use.
Sure.
So on this XKCD webcomic, they go through the process of telling you that capital T R the number 0UB4DOR that spells troubadour.
Okay.
Is actually pretty easy for a computer to guess because it only has about 28 bits of entropy.
Okay.
Entropy is the key word here. And at 1,000 guesses a day, a computer could guess that in about 3 days.
Okay.
If you, for example, use the phrase all lowercase letters correct horse battery staple, that has 44 bits of entropy. A computer guessing.
We are so far into the weeds.
I understand. Hang with me, because this will make your life so much easier.
Okay.
550 years for a computer to guess at our current computing standards.
So those are just arbitrary words that you put together, right?
Right. But then at the
remember,
very end, they show a picture looking of a horse looking at a battery, says, that's a battery staple. And someone says, correct. So you just remember correct horse battery staple, and you're in. Now, my password when I was in middle school, there was a phrase that was, it made it onto a bunch of T-shirts at the time, but it was, football is life, the rest is just details. I typed in that whole sentence every time I wanted to get onto the internet.
Really?
And apparently it was one of the most secure passwords I've ever come up with.
Wow. Okay. So you're going to put that on the website so people can look at it.
We'll link the list that you read
and
a few more things. We'll be pretty comprehensive.
Basically, we're lazy. Right? That's the whole thing. Well, and
they make a great point. They said, the webcomic says, through 20 years of effort, we've successfully trained everyone to use passwords that are hard for us to remember but easy for computers to guess.
Okay.
So
there you are. All right. Now moving on to things that really matter.
Yay.
They're changing the formula of Kraft macaroni and cheese.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I'm just telling you. Starting this January, Kraft will be getting rid of the artificial preservatives and synthetic colors in your favorite processed food. However, Kraft says that even though it's changing its formula, the taste will remain the same.
It won't.
Well, it's not going to have that neon glow anymore.
It's Kraft Yellow. That's trademarked.
You're right.
And it's just, no.
One reason for the change is Change.org did a petition, and they asked Kraft to remove the yellow dyes 5 and 6 that they used. The petition was started back in 2013. It's got, 365,000 signatures. Kraft says its other mac and cheese products and their Canadian version will also have no artificial flavors, preservatives, or synthetic colors. Yeah, I'm driving north so I can get Canadian Kraft macaroni and cheese. Hello.
So as long as they keep putting dolphin in it, I'm okay.
Responsive, prompt, experience. These are the qualities you want in a plumbing service. So remember this name, Holman's Quality Plumbing. Holman's has experienced plumbers who specialize in 24-hour emergency service, leak detection, and tankless water heaters. Looking to remodel? Holman's fully functional kitchen and bath showroom is coming soon. Holman's Quality Plumbing is quality plumbing by quality plumbers. For residential and commercial service, call 777-0178 or click holmanplumbing.com.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Need a new roof, but it's just not in the budget? No problem. Schulte Roofing offers 100% financing with choices of 6 and 12 months, no interest and no payments, or we can finance your roof for 36, 48, or 60 months. Payments can start as low as $195 per month. Call us today. We have a roof to fit every budget.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Do you often feel anxious, experience sleepless nights, or wake with your mind racing? Are you overwhelmed by school or work? There is someone here locally that can help. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health offers free assessments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and accepts most insurance plans. If you are struggling with anxiety, call 979-703-8848 or visit rockprairiebh.com. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health, helping families put their lives back together, one piece at a time.
News Talk 1620 WTAW 724. Often you ask, why do I listen to those guys in the morning?
Oh, I have a feeling that happens fairly frequently.
Yep. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I took a photography class one time,
okay.
And the photographer there did a lot of product work, and he worked for Macaroni and Cheese, Kraft Macaroni and Cheese. That's where I found out about the Kraft Yellow.
Okay.
He also told us, for one of their pictures, I know they haven't done it every time, but one of their photo shoots, they took a toothpick and twisted all the macaroni noodles so you won't stare down the barrel of a loaded macaroni noodle. You'll always see the back end of it. You won't see that little hole.
You don't see the hole.
No. I did a Google image search. There's some boxes where you can, so it's not all of them. I can't tell you if you go into your supermarket, you're going to see it, but at least one of the box covers, the family size, no noodle ends.
Patrick Zeiner, off in the world of
obscurity,
minutia today. Yeah. But that, I don't know. I haven't seen a macaroni and cheese, Kraft macaroni and cheese box in a long, long time. But then that makes me wonder, how about your generics? Do they do that too? Do the store brands do that too? Have they picked up on that? Is there something threatening about seeing the end of a macaroni curl?
Someone must have thought so at some point.
Texas Documents Solutions.
For Enrique Hazel, owner of Endeavor Physical Therapy, now with two locations, the You're in Charge business relationship with Texas Document Solutions started with the sales rep.
He wasn't pushy. I'm in charge.
And it paid off for your sales rep. You've gotten more copier printers.
Definitely it's more efficient to use Texas Document Solutions. I think it's definitely less expensive. Toner and time.
What do you mean time?
Yeah, it was seamless. I don't have to worry about the machine breaking down. We just make a phone call and they take care of it.
Texas Document Solutions, featuring the full line of Sharp document imaging technology. Sharp, from the people who put you in charge.
I have time to treat patients, visit with physicians, do operations.
Texas Document Solutions. Go online or call 775-5500. 775-5500.
This is a great local company.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
Good morning. It's 7:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting. Just south of College Station, visit peachcreekvineyards.com. Well, winds are going to turn around in the south later on today, so it won't be quite as pleasant as yesterday, but pretty nice morning out there. Look for a high today, 78, 64 for the low tonight, up to about 82 next few days, and chances of rain continue to increase. We'll be at 20 and 30% land, and then by Friday we're up to a 50-50 chance of showers with the temps remaining about the same. Right now, winds out of the northeast at 6, 80% relative humidity, fair skies. We're looking at 55.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
According to Dana Milbank of the Washington Post, America is in a new cycle of partisan hatred. You see, until the mid-1980s, he says, most people gave political opponents the benefit of the doubt. They thought they operated with good intentions, but not anymore. Milbank cites a study by researchers at Stanford and Princeton, which finds that the level of partisan animus of the American public exceeds racial hostility. Now, Milbank says that party affiliation, more than gender, race, or any other issue, motivates discrimination. We live in the neighborhoods with like-minded partisans. People are more likely to choose partners based on partisanship than physical or personality attributes. Fellow partisans don't want their kids marrying mates from the other party. Bottom line is a grim conclusion. The problem with politics isn't Washington, it is the electorate, Milbank says. Faxing Washington becomes more complicated if the problems here are also deep in the American electorate. So you see, it's all the voters' fault. It always is when the left is losing. Here's the reality. Back in the mid-80s, when the drive-by media, including the Post, had total sway over public opinion, conservatives were always the villains, and there were no opposing views ever. With the emergence of new media, first on radio, then cable and the internet, more people realize the damage that liberalism and liberals have done to the country. Their good intentions don't matter. Liberals don't like the fact that they have to battle for the hearts and minds of the electorate now, and quite often they lose and they resign.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
What can being listed on YP.com do for your business? You're about to find out for free. YP will give your business a free listing on two extremely powerful customer delivering tools, YP.com and the YP app. Growing your business requires maximum visibility, and every month, over 70 million potential new customers search for businesses on YP.com and the YP app. 70 million! But if you're not there, they can't find you. Get the maximum visibility that comes from a free listing with America's largest marketing agency for small business, YP. Look, you're the expert in your business, and YP is the expert in driving new customers to your business. Imagine what that free listing on YP could do for your bottom line. Claim your free business listing today. Potential customers are searching for businesses like yours each and every day. Don't let your competitors get them because you're not listed. Go to myfreeyp.com. That's myfreeyp.com. Myfreeyp.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the 30 Minutes or Less ER Service Pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Three City of Bryan trash trucks were destroyed and two others damaged by fire last night. Fire Chief Randy McGregor says no one was injured, and investigators spent the night outside the city's Municipal Services Center, where the trucks were parked about 25 feet from the building.
A call came in from somebody passing by. This was towards the back of the lot. They thought that it was the building. It was not, obviously. So we sent a response typically to a building fire, and that includes four engines, ladder, an ambulance, and a battalion chief.
City officials worked to get replacement trucks to run today's routes. Testing of Bluebell ice cream continues to turn up the Listeria bacteria.
Ice cream is a joy and a pleasure to eat. It certainly is for me, and I do it every day. And it should never be a cause for concern.
CEO Paul Cruzy posted a video on the Bluebell website along with notice of a voluntary recall of all of its products.
Our entire history has been dedicated to making the very best and highest quality ice cream we possibly could, and we're committed to fixing the problem.
Cruzy announced a 4-point test and hold system that will test products before they leave their facilities. Major changes are in store for some of the projects approved in last November's Bryan School Bond issue.
Bryan ISD's new Director of Construction Services, Jeff Windsor, told the school board last night about design changes to the new Sol Ross Elementary.
Which meant we pretty much redid the whole thing.
Responding to taxpayer inquiries, Superintendent Tommy Wallace says the front of the new Sol Ross will be facing towards the intersection of Villa Maria and Briarcrest.
You know, as that Villa Maria kind of curves from Bryan Collegiate and curves in, that's the direction it will face. It's not going to go toward Carter Creek.
Dr. Wallace says he's also had inquiries about a new enclosed courtyard at Rudder High School.
We're not going to have students going outside, going from the commons, if you will, outside to the cafeteria. And that's what we told the voters. That's what they voted on.
Ann Windsor says designing and where to locate the expansion at Davila has also been a challenge.
We were struggling between a two-story and a one-story. I think we finally solved that problem.
In other business, the board promoted Todd Hopkins as principal at Mary Catherine Harris and hired a new director of bilingual education to take over when Marilyn Rosas retires in September. Wanda Baker from the Cy Fair District starts July 1st. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
By May of next year, the motorists in the Welborn area may have a new way to get around. This morning's Brazos County Commissioner's agenda includes purchasing the land for an extension of Greens Prairie Trail between Welborn Road and INGN Road. County Judge Dwayne Peter says the purchase price will be revealed during the meeting, along with the cost of a temporary easement to park construction equipment. Peter says once the land is purchased, the county can work out building a new intersection at Welborn and Greens Prairie Trail with TxDOT and the City of College Station. Union Pacific Railroad is paying for the crossing as part of a deal that will close crossings off Welborn at Straub and Wade Roads associated with a side rail that's nearly 2 miles long. Just in time for this weekend's spring parade of homes, participating home builders can get an incentive from the City of Bryan. The City Council recently expanded waiving entry fees for all new homes, something sought by city businesses and development liaison Frank Clark.
And why not have some 1,200 square foot parade homes over, you know, off Martin Luther King?
Last year, the parade of homes incentive applied only to mid-size homes, a range considered to be in short supply. But the council did not expand waiving fees for building permits and tapping water and sewer lines beyond mid-size homes, something sought by Rafael Pena.
Not everyone can afford a 2,200 to 3,000 square foot house. Maybe someone can afford a 1,200 square foot house.
Pena also wanted to know if home builders getting city rebates on new homes were passing the savings on to home buyers.
He can pass it on to the homeowner if he chooses to. In a good market like today, he may not have to.
In the first year of the incentive, 76 mid-sized homes were built compared to 27 the year before. 30 home builders received rebates, 7 of them new to Bryan. Online at WTAW.com is more information about the incentives. This afternoon, you're invited to a reception honoring the promotion of 4 College Station police officers. The come-and-go event starts at 4 in City Council Chambers. The officers who began their new assignments yesterday are Assistant Chief Chuck Flieger, Lieutenant Thomas Brown, Sergeant Kenneth Peterwright, and Sergeant Stephen Taylor. A reminder that Texas A&M's annual muster program is tonight at 7 at Reed Arena. Doors open at 5. A&M's student body president at the time of the bonfire collapse, newly elected Congressman Will Hurd of San Antonio, is this year's speaker. For those new to Aggieland, muster honors A&M students who have died during the last 12 months. More information about the muster program and associated events during the day is online at muster.tamu.edu. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 57 degrees. This look at news brought to you by College Station Medical Center. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room, and we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
Get great products and great information from the Pool Store. The Pool Store offers free computerized water analysis, free in-store labor on items like pool cleaners, even free delivery to your home. The Pool Store staff will help you maintain your swimming pool, advise you when there's a problem, and help you get the right item at the right price. The Pool Store is local, Aggie-owned, and will always meet or beat any competitor's price in town. And the Tower Point Shopping Center, corner of Highway 6 and William D. Fitch. Pool Store, open 7 days a week. The Pool Store, by the pool guy.
Do you often feel anxious, experience sleepless nights, or wake with your mind racing? Are you overwhelmed by school or work? There is someone here locally that can help. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health offers free assessments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and accepts most insurance plans. If you are struggling with anxiety, call 979-703-8848 or visit rockprairiebh.com. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health, helping families put their lives back together, one piece at a time.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. This is Chuck Morrow. For 11 years in a row, Brazos Valley Flooring Design has been voted best of the Brazos by you. That's because we stand by what we sell. We offer the best warranties in the business, including a no-questions-asked guarantee. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in our warehouse, our selection and prices can't be beat. Come by our showroom and see for yourself what makes Brazos Valley Flooring Design the best in College Station off Welborn Road across from Rock Prairie.
News Talk 1620, WDTAW. Good morning. It's 7:38. Let's do some weather, shall we? Brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com.
Considerable cloudiness across the area today in the upper parts of the atmosphere, and those high clouds may filter out some of our sunshine. By late today, there could be a shower, high 75 to 80. Clouds night, the risk of an isolated shower or thunderstorm overnight, 65. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, chance of showers or a thunderstorm, highs up around 80. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow night, 70. Showers, thunderstorms Thursday, highs close to 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Tuesday, I mean, well, I'm not going to focus on next weekend. We need to get this taste out of our mouth on Tuesday. We've got a good UTA team coming in.
That's what we'll be talking about here in just a little bit, along with Laquiviniante Gonzalez saying he's done with A&M football, and more in sports here in about 12 minutes.
It's not easy being green.
There you go. That's right. For all you folks who are green,
spend each day the color of the leaves.
There's a brand new species of frog that's getting a lot of attention for looking a lot like Kermit the Frog.
And it does.
Brian, really?
Right down to the eyeballs.
Oh, that's scary.
It is.
Brian Kubecki, who's the founder of the Costa Rican Amphibian Research Center, says the new frog is called something there I can't even pronounce. And it does kind of look like a real live Kermit. The frog has bright lime green skin and big white bug eyes, or eyes that bug out, you know, just like Kermit does, as we all know and love. He told CBS News he's happy there's a real-life Kermit out there that's getting so much attention because he hopes this will increase the awareness of incredible amphibians found in Costa Rica. For the record, he named the frog but did not consider Muppets creator Jim Henson for the honor. He named it for his mom. So
his mom's name's Kermit?
No, his mom's name is Deanna. It's like Diana.
Gotcha.
Yeah, okay. While we're talking things green, Willie Nelson has his own brand of marijuana.
Yes, he do.
Yesterday was 420, of course. That's the national holiday for pot smokers.
Because he's a marketing genius, he released his pot this day.
Or somebody told him to. Yeah, 81 exactly. Years old he is, and he announced that Willie's Reserve in Colorado and Washington State.
Aged in oak barrels.
Yeah.
So well, what's the special reserve?
I'm not sure. Well, the limited edition will be out soon. The brewer's special.
Yeah.
Willie joins other celebrity potheads, including Snoop Dogg, who is endorsing vape products, Melissa Etheridge and her marijuana-infused wine, and others who are doing the exact same
thing. We aged one for 12 years, but we forgot where we put the barrel.
Exactly right. Just everything's fine. Go have a Twinkie. by the way, since this is Administrative Professionals Week, I'm telling you on Monday, bosses, so that you know. And as they say, the best way to spell praise is without the P. Mm. Aha.
Mm-hmm.
Aha. Very good. Very good. Very good. Very good. Got that. All right. So there's something extremely satisfying, of course, about finishing a video game quest, receiving your virtual reward. So now there's a new task management app out there called Quest. Wants to apply the same idea to your boring, everyday old chores by turning each item into a to-do list. On a tiny little 8-bit adventure in your world, Quest transforms your chores into a game of sorts, allowing you to complete your tasks the same as you would in a video game quest. I'm not sure what that means, but if it makes it fun for you to do your chores, then you probably ought to go for it. So pets can transfer infections to humans, especially young kids and pregnant women who may have weakened immune systems. The Ohio State University found that pet owners and health care providers need to do more to prevent animal-to-human infections. Okay, so what? The dog's not supposed to get in your lap and lick your face? Is that what it's going to be all about? Yeah, please tell your dog not to do that. These diseases, of course, will include salmonella, parasitic infections, infections that can be transmitted from bites, scratches, and animal poo. Philly.com says that experts recommend taking simple precautions like wearing protective gloves when cleaning your cages and aquariums, hand washing after contacting pets, and then discouraging the pet from licking your face.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Why do you have a pet?
Well, and how many times has that been tried over the millennia?
Yeah. It's just
don't lick my face. Don't lick my face.
Yeah, please.
I said don't lick my face.
Yeah. 743. So, an agoraphobic grandmother in England decides, she's 57 years old, decides she's going to get out of the house, okay? Janet Fail, that's her name, I'm sorry, reportedly left her home for the third time in a decade as part of her therapy to treat her phobia and face her fears. Fell through a open manhole cover.
Oh my gosh, yeah. No.
Two black eyes and a broken leg. Later, she was out with a friend while on a drive, and during the drive, they stumbled upon a wooden pallet that was in the car's way. So Janet took it upon herself to remove the pallet,
which was covering the manhole.
Kicked the pallet over her foot. She tripped. She fell. She went into the manhole. I mean, she'll be fine, but now, you know, once again, that kind of reinforces it a little bit.
Not a little bit.
Yeah, probably
a lot bit.
Yeah, she probably won't be doing that anytime soon. So just saying. Sorry that happened. Police in Tulsa, Oklahoma responded to an apartment complex about 1 o'clock Monday morning to investigate at least one report of a bloody person roaming in the parking lot. Upon investigation, police found two roommates, each in a state of distress. One of the roommates told police that his wounds resulted from an argument the two had over discussing who had a better smartphone, whether it was an Apple or the Android.
Jeez.
Argument ended with the roommates stabbing each other with broken glass bottles. And guess what had been in the glass bottles?
Beer.
Yeah, well, alcohol. We're not exactly sure what it would have been. Okay. So the makers of Roomba, the self-cleaning robot vacuum cleaner, now have a robot lawnmower in the works. This sounds scary to me. Not sure this is going to end well, but nonetheless, for those of us who would just as soon let that thing do all the work, Wired says that astronomers aren't happy about it at all. Astronomers aren't. That's because the manufacturer, iRobot, has filed a waiver request with the Federal Communications Commission looking for approval to use part of the radio spectrum to guide the robo-mower. The frequency band that it uses is the exact same one several enormous radio satellites need to operate. All right.
Wow.
Astronomers say that they're working to map the information. And it requires, of course, that there not be a robo-mower within a 50-mile radius of their big observatories.
50 miles?
50 miles. That's what they're saying. The iRobot says the mowers would only be for residential use. They want a 12-mile restriction from their observatories for those. See, all those little broadbands, all those little things floating out there in the air that we can't see. Yep, that's it. That's your technology. So the robot lawnmower messing up the big satellite. Have you been to a Cirque du Soleil show? This used to be owned by one dude.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, his name is Guy Lillibrant. And he's been on World Series of Poker.
Richie McRicherson?
Yeah, he really is. Anyway, founded it back in 1984, 30 years ago, sold off a majority ownership of the circus to various U.S. and Chinese private investors. Didn't sell it all, but he sold more than half of it for $1.5 billion. 18 different shows going on all the time. Some of them based in Las Vegas, some of them touring the country. Cirque du Soleil now is held by the Chinese. Okay, and some U.S. investors, just so you know.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. This is Chuck Morrow. A warranty is only as good as a company who offers it. That's why Brazos Valley Floor & Design has been voted Best of the Brazos for 11 years in a row. We stand by what we sell. We offer the best warranties in the business, including a no-questions-asked guarantee. Come by our showroom and see for yourself. Our selection and prices won't be beat. Visit Brazos Valley Floor & Design in College Station off Welborn Road across from Rock Prairie.
Folks.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Many parents, including my wife and me, wonder how much is too much when it comes to the amount of time their children spend with technology. There's no hard and fast rule for that, but there is an important factor we need to consider. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. According to author Dr. Gary Chapman, too much electronic stimulation can put a child's social, mental, and emotional development at risk. You see, a child's brain continues to mature throughout adolescence into their early 20s. The problem is that smartphones and games stimulate a child's brain, but they don't help a child's brain to develop. Put it this way, the internal wiring that enables a child to interact with the world, to listen attentively, to concentrate, and to communicate doesn't come from technology. It comes from physical and emotional connection. Social interaction is minimized when kids spend hours in front of some type of electronic gadget. Studies show extensive use of video games and computers make children impatient and unable to deal with negative emotions. In other words, too much technology can stunt a child's ability to handle real life. The takeaway is simply this: the ingredients necessary to live life well, things like good communication, emotional connection, and social skills, aren't built on a computer. They have to be experienced in real life. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:50. We're going to start you off with A&M football. It's 136 days to the new season as they kick things off against Arizona in Houston, and they'll do it without Laquiviante Gonzalez. Gonzalez announced via Twitter yesterday that he intends to transfer from Texas A&M, saying, quote, "Thank you, Texas A&M University coaches and fans, for believing in me, and I thank God for giving me the opportunity to play here, but I have decided to take my talents elsewhere." Texas A&M softball team wrapped up a three-game series in Baton Rouge last night as they were looking to steal one from the number one LSU Tigers. With the game tied in the top of the seventh, the Aggies put two on, and freshman shortstop Kristen Cuellos unloaded on the Tigers.
1-0 pitch. That's hit to left. Going back. Good! Bye! A three-run shot for Kristen Cuellos, and the Aggies take the 5-2 lead.
Senior Rachel Fox went the distance, allowing five hits and fanning two, but giving up just one walk in her 19th win of the year as the number 23 A&M softball team won 5-2. Aggies head back out on the road, this time to the Swamplands in Gainesville. They'll face the Florida Gators Friday at 5 o'clock. The number 2 A&M baseball team looks to get back in the winning track as they wrap up at their 9-game homestand with a matinee this afternoon against UT Arlington and the Mavericks. After dropping their first series of the year, Coach Rob Childress sees this game as huge, leading into a big weekend against LSU.
Well, the most important game of the year is Tuesday. I mean, well, I'm not going to focus on next weekend. We need to get this taste out of our mouth on Tuesday. We've got a good UTA team coming in, and we certainly need to play better.
The Maroon and White are 11-1 in midweek games this year, and they have a 16-game midweek win streak dating all the way back to last season. A&M is also 23-0 in non-conference games so far this year. Freshman righty Turner Larkins takes the hill against freshman southpaw Brad Fasser. Pre-game's at 1:30, first pitch at 2:05 on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Quick look at high school baseball action from last night. The College Station Cougars ran over the Vikings 12-2. College Station hits the road to Huntsville this evening for a 7 o'clock start. Bryan hosts Rutter. They'll start that one at 7 as well. A move now to the NFL, where a person with knowledge of Adrian Peterson's offseason workouts tells the Associated Press the star running back has decided not to attend Minnesota's spring strength and conditioning programs. Peterson's absence was expected, given his expressed disinterest in returning to the Vikings organization. In Major League Baseball, Luis Valbuena hit a pair of solo shots to give the Houston Astros a 7-5 win over the Mariners last night. Valbuena opened the eighth with a homer to right on a 1-1 pitch. It was his fifth so far this season. The Stros stay in Seattle for a 9-10 start. That game on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. It's the Rangers and D-backs tonight. They'll crank that one up at 8:40, and you can catch that on The Zone HD 95.1-3. On out of the NBA, where the Rockets and Mavs are gearing up for Game 2, and Mavericks coach Rick Carlisle said Dallas has got to do better on defense.
We had mixed results with it. It's something that we have that we can go to. But the basis of your defense is your man defense, and that's really the foundation, and we've got to be solid with it. You know, zone is something we have in the toolbox, but we're working hard at getting our man defense better.
It's the Rockets and Mavs tonight at 8:30. Rockets lead the series 1-0. Spurs and Clippers tomorrow. That game starts at 8:30. In other NBA action, Jimmy Butler poured in 31 points, and the backcourt teammate Derrick Rose scored all 15 of his points in the second half of the Bulls' 91-82 victory over Milwaukee. Butler gave credit to the win to the team's depth.
The game is going to give guys open shots, or when they get to the spot that they want to, at any given night, somebody could score 30 points or have 20 rebounds. I feel like we're so deep, and we have so many guys that do so many things well that when you're doubling and you kick the ball out, guys are going to knock down shots.
That gives the Bulls a 2-0 lead in the first round of the series, which shifts to Milwaukee for Game 3 on Thursday night. And finally, in the NHL, the Anaheim Mighty Ducks have moved on the verge to advance to the second round of the playoffs. The Ducks took a commanding 3-0 lead over Winnipeg by outlasting the Jets 5-4 in overtime last night. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care for living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care. Go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
During countless hunting and fishing trips, Dad taught me about life and being a man. I've never forgotten those words of wisdom, but now that Dad is starting to forget things, I know that as a man, it's my responsibility to make sure he's taken care of. That's why I'm so thankful for Visiting Angels. Dad loves having Courtney around to help him with dinner, keep the house tidy, and just have some company. And he gets to keep living in the house he knows and loves. There are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Call Visiting Angels today to find the perfect memory care specialized caregiver for your loved one. VisitingAngels.com.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage and Schnook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
In real estate, technology is vital. That's why RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where TubeVideo comes in. We convert photos and slides, 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. TubeVideo is a local company, and you can find us online at tubevideo.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let TubeVideo help preserve them.
Hi, I'm Carl from Superior Air Repair. Right now at Superior,
The first 20 customers who join our Comfort Club service plan will receive a $50 Visa gift card. Our Comfort Club service plan is an opportunity for you to save money, enjoy priority service, and keep your home's heating and cooling system running more efficiently. Call Superior Air Repair today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR and find out how easy it is to join the club and get your $50 gift card. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So, hipsters. Okay, I don't know what hipsters are. Can you help me? What is a hipster?
Yeah, they're...
somebody that drinks craft beer with a stupid mustache and skinny jeans.
Yeah, beards, retro attire.
Okay.
Listen to vinyl. There's any number of things. They just out of the mainstream. Once other people start catching on to what they're doing, they got to change.
Okay. Well, apparently findyourhome.com has put together a list of the hippest cities. Okay.
Ah.
Hipster cities. Wait a minute.